Hello.
Hi, this is Ari from Customer Service returning your call. How may I help you today?
Yes, looking on my statement for my credit card, I was credited $59.89 because there was a fraud dispute. Now I have daily activity deals, $59.89, and I'm trying to figure out if it was a mistake or I'm being charged for something else.
Okay, I can try to locate an account to see if you have received an additional charge. Could I please
Okay.
have your zip code?
21228.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
Kenneth Bradshaw.
Thank you.
And it's dated 4/21.
Okay, I do see your name. Could you please verify the mailing address on this account?
415 South Rolling Road, Catonsville, Maryland, 21228.
Thank you. Okay, on this account, I see that it had the Bites Hub meal plan, which was canceled, and that charge was for April the 21st.
Well, this is charging me $59.89.
Yes, sir. So
And
that's the only
what?
charge we have for you is the April the 21st charge.
So, Michael, but you just said it was reversed.
No, sir. I said it was canceled. So the account was canceled.
Oh, the account, right. So it should have been canceled?
Yes, sir. Well, the account was canceled due to a dispute being put on the charge, and that automatically canceled it out.
Okay, but then why did they recharge?
Well, if you were recharged after you disputed the charge, you should contact your bank to see how that dispute went.
Okay, well, I just didn't understand why, under fraud of dispute, I have 5989, my credit of 5989. Then on my purchases, I have another charge for $59.89, and I'm trying to figure out if it was get credited back to me, why is it still on my statement?
Okay, I do know that sometimes if you dispute a charge, you are given a temporary credit until that dispute has been resolved. Now, depending on how the dispute goes, your bank could either make that a permanent credit, or if the dispute does not go in your favor, then you would then have to pay that charge back. So that's why you should contact your bank to see how that dispute went, because we only charged you once on April the 21st.
Right, for a hundred and something.
No, sir, for $59.89.
Oh, $59.89. And what does it have a listing of what the charge is for?
Yes, sir. It's called the Bites Hub app. It is a meal planning app that shows recipes and meal planning ideas. Once again, it was added on April the 21st as a part of a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Right, that doesn't ring a bell, but okay. All right. So what I have gotten?
Well, the customer receives the email after they pay for the app, and it shows them how to sign up and use the app. But it's a subscription to an app that you download on your phone.
Oh, okay. So, how do I, other than checking with my bank? See, I have no re remembrance of any type of fight. Is it say Fight Club?
Bites Hub.
Yeah. Because I was dealing with MACKIVE.com. That's where I disputed.
Yes,
I
so
was
that.
updating. I was updating my. What was that? I can't bring it up in my brain right now. Okay, so even though they gave me a credit, you still on your books as not being paid, right?
Yes, sir. We haven't credited you anything, but it was initially paid on April the 21st.
Okay. All right. So, but I hate to ask the dumb question, right? What is the item that I purchased?
It is an app that you download on your phone. So it is a subscription to an app.
Okay, and $59.89 is for how long?
And what's the monthly charge until the account is canceled or the customer doesn't want the app anymore?
Okay, so that's on your record, right?
Yes, sir, that the account has been canceled.
Okay, so I guess this was processed before the account was canceled.
The charge was processed before the account was canceled?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay. All right. So, but now that it's completely canceled and I won't get any more bill.
Yes, sir, the account is completely canceled.
Okay. All right. I thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.